In other news, the opposition leader Bill Shorten is defending comments that he made about the role of women when it comes to childcare. Speaking yesterday, Mr. Shorten said, "Let's face it, men in Australia rely on the women in Australia to do the childcare and to organise the children." His comments are being slammed by the coalition, with the Nationals deputy leader Fiona Nash branding them prehistoric. Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor, joins us on the line. He's covering the election campaign. Michael, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben.
What's Bill Shorten saying in defence?
Well, in defence, when he was asked about it during his news conference, he just basically says that he does stand by these comments. He says that women do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to looking after kids, and he doesn't take them back. He just says that what he said was right as far as he's concerned.
He certainly has truth as a defence in this one, and that was my first reaction. I was asked about it on the Today Show this morning, and I said, look, it might not be the right thing to say, but the truth is, in a lot of families, it is the women who look after the childcare and organise the childcare. However, I can't help but think, Michael, if the same comment came out of the mouth of, say, Tony Abbott, it might be a little different.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And we do know that previously Bill Shorten has described Tony Abbott as a dinosaur based on some of the comments that Tony Abbott has made in the past. So you're probably right that if Tony Abbott made these comments, they would be interpreted very differently. But today, when he was asked about it, he pretty much batted it away very quickly, said that he makes no apology for making the comment and essentially reiterated them.
And a lot of argument today about childcare funding and announcements.
Yeah, look, this is worth more than $3 billion. That's Labor's policy. And the question is, where's the money coming from? Now, according to Labor, a lot of the money is going to come from scrapping the baby bonus if it wins government. But that's only going to raise about $1 billion of this $3 billion policy. So where's this other $2 billion coming from? Well, when Bill Shorten was questioned about this during his news conference, he really wouldn't tell us. All he said is that all will be revealed in the weeks ahead as to how their policies are going to be costed. So it has opened up this line of attack from the government that Labor has made another policy which it hasn't properly funded. But I did speak to a Labor strategist this morning, and they told me that the policy has done well in the research that they conducted overnight. He told me that some of the voters that they spoke to that have been fairly disengaged so far in the election campaign as a whole could actually name this childcare policy and responded reasonably well to it.
No doubt it's a big issue, childcare costs. Now, just lastly and very briefly, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken this afternoon about being a feminist and his love of his father.
Yeah, absolutely. As you know, overnight, the Liberal Party and the Prime Minister released an ad talking about the influence that his father has had upon him. He was asked a short time ago during a news conference why that ad was released, and he basically said he wanted to explain to people how close he was to his father, and how his father, even though he raised him as a single parent, was never said a bad word about the mother who left them when Malcolm Turnbull was a young child, and he ended the conference saying that fathers rock, as do most mothers.
Okay, we'll play a little of that later. Thank you, Michael.
No problem.
Michael Packey, 2GB's political editor.